Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for July the 13th, 2017. Could I have a roll call, please?
Clements? Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Spranger? Bollinger?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to determine special uses and variances as they apply to the city ordinance. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue at the meeting. Could I have a motion to approve the May 22nd, 2017 minutes, please?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, Lisa.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Here. Yes. The board to have is two items this evening. Case number is A is case number 17-059 at 6024 Shawnee Court. It's an R1 district. It's a request for a variance to allow a 5-foot fence in the required front yard adjacent to Hopewell Avenue, submitted by Bonnie S.A. Was there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there was, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bill.
Property is located here north of Hopewell Avenue at the end of the cul-de-sac of Shawnee Court. This is not an unfamiliar type case coming before you. This is a double frontage lot in that they have frontage on two city right-of-ways, so they have two front yards. The applicant would like to put a pool in the backyard that requires a fence around it by ordinance. Go to the next slide. You can see that the neighboring property had put a fence up into their required rear yard, and that was approved a number of years ago. Applicants originally wanted to locate the pool such that the pool encroached in that required rear yard, but they did move the pool since they had plenty of room to negotiate, put it as close as 10 foot to the house. Still would like to come out, leave some area around the pool, and the 5-foot fence would encroach 5 foot into the required front yard, which is technically the rear yard of the property. If you went out and looked at the site, you do see that the center line of Hopewell Avenue is significantly higher than the grade of their property in the back, so the fence really would not be anything that would stick out or be something that would be very noticeable as you drive up and down Hopewell Avenue. So we do see that although we can't find a specific hardship, that these double frontage lots are always problematic, and staff would say that we could see that we could support this variance if you so wish to approve it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bill. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a motion from the board?
I move we approve the request.
Second.
There have been a motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Yes. Case 17-059 at 6024 Shawnee Court has been approved. Item B, case 17-060 at 2631 Heather Glen Circle, an R5 district. It's a request for a variance to allow a swimming pool in the required front yard, submitted by Sean Dormeyer. Is there an affidavit of publication?
There is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Okay, this is another familiar case again. We have a double frontage lot. Location is at 2631 Heather Glen Circle. That is located north of 53rd Avenue between 18th Street and Barcelona, directly north of the intersection of Brentwood Drive to the south of 53rd Avenue. This is really kind of a unique subdivision in that when it was platted, there was required a 70-foot setback from the property line on the south property line because it is a front yard. And then, of course, we had a staggered setback on the front, which is pretty relative to that style of housing subdivision. There have been variances granted before. As you can see, we've got some decks out there. Basically, if anybody wants to put anything on the rear of their house in that subdivision, they need to request a variance. There is a fence that exists along 53rd Avenue and along both sides of the property, which is required by code. Pool would be approximately 48 feet north of the property line adjacent to 53rd Avenue, so a significant distance away from the south property line. And as you can see, we have a significant amount of right-of-way from the property line to the actual paving of 53rd Avenue. So again, we can't see a, staff can't see a real hardship here, but if the people want to have a pool or anything basically constructed in the rear yard due to the restriction of the 70-foot setback on the south property line, they would need a variance. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bill. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a motion from the board?
I'll make a motion to approve case number 17-060 as submitted.
Second.
Second?
Yep, second.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 17-060 at 2637 Heather Glen Circle in R5 District has been approved. Thank you, everyone. That's the end of the agenda. We are adjourned.